We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness. Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
That ain't going to happen.
So Friday, beaming.
Love's not something you can explain.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Here we go. It's a Friday, noon 30, Dale.
Was that also from the morning after show? That last line?
Yes.
The crack cocaine line.
Okay.
It was
one of the things they worked into their poems.
That was the poem after game 46.
Okay. Well, it is week in review time here, Dale. And, of course, part of this week was Bill Belichick waving the banner before the Bruins game.
Pretty cool.
He also, what was really cool, was able to do it right next to a Special Olympics athlete whose father called into our show. And Dale had the question of all questions, because if you remember, Bill Belichick was wearing a real snazzy, quote, leather jacket.
Well,
let's see.
George, you got to answer the most important question of all. Was it a real leather jacket?
Oh, wait a minute. It doesn't sound like it.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I looked at it, and the first thing I said was, he saves his money. You
know? He just went on and on about how great Bill was, how awesome
he was. Very
Bill
nice
was.
To
he
his
was
son,
super nice to him and his son and everything else. He's like, I don't love his jacket.
There is no way
that
Bill Belichick was wearing a pleather jacket out there.
No, like we said, it might be something new that we don't know about yet, like that the mere mortals haven't had a chance to buy yet. So it could be something like that.
Yep.
Also, I went viral this weekend. I tweeted out a picture of my fridge. Yeah, my beer fridge.
Beer fridge, by the way, was pretty damn impressive.
It was very impressive.
You get mixed, I like the glass door.
Thank you. You like the glass door?
The glass door,
you can see what's
going on in there.
You keep them nice and chilled, right? And you can look in. You don't have to be
specific temperature. It has to be like 34.6.
It's not
beer. The setting is just beer.
Not that nice of a fridge.
Okay.
There are the ones that do that have like the one, but no, it's just cold. I set it to cold.
That'll
you
do
get
it.
Mixed comments. I have a craft beer fridge, and I tweeted out a picture of it over the weekend. And you get all the people that are like, "Oh, this is awesome! This is great!" And then they send you pictures of their fridge, and then you get the other people like Andy Hart going, "Hardo, oh, why don't you just drink a regular beer?" I'm like, "I've had plenty of regular beers. Okay, this is what I like."
Andy Hart calling anybody a hardo?
I know.
Come on,
the dude has a rubber wedding ring so he could lift. And he called me a hardo.
Actually, I have one of those.
You have a rubber wedding ring so you
I
can
do.
Lift?
Well, that and any other physical activity.
What physical activity are you doing?
None of your business.
Nothing. He can't think of one.
Well,
he couldn't even think of one to make up.
Andy Hart not only has the rubber wedding ring so he can lift.
Right.
He also was complaining because he's on vacation and signed up for a ping pong tournament. And somebody showed up with their own paddles.
Yeah, and he lost probably in the first round. And he's blaming it on these guys being pros or ringers or whatever else. And the other point of that, Dale, is he's on his vacation, and he's tweeting
By the
at
way,
me.
Apparently a never-ending vacation.
No,
I mean,
that's
he's supposed
true.
To start here, isn't he?
Yeah, like they hired him, and he's been on vacation for 2 weeks. I think he did his final farewell show.
You know what?
I think we might have some of that later on. We have some of his farewell show.
You know
show.
What I actually think it is?
What's
truthfully,
that? What do you think?
Because I heard this morning, Mutt and Callahan were talking about it.
Yeah.
That Entercom now has the program where you get 4 weeks maternity leave.
Oh, I can't wear Andy.
Paternity leave.
Well, it would be maternity.
It may be that Andy's got some announcement he wants to make.
Oh, that'd be great.
Has begun his
can't
paternity leave.
Steal my thunder like that. I'm just trying to figure out when I'm going to take it.
Callahan
was
very offended at the fact that, you know, if your daughter is born next week, you can choose to take your paternity leave like next summer.
Yeah. But, you know, as long as you're spending time with her, right? That's the important
thing.
Well, there you go. That's what's going to happen. Bear Force One, Dale's really taken over here. They have been sort of the voices of the Boston Bruins.
Well,
in this
that's
cup
what we
run.
Think. Shake that thing!
Well, and so we're always talking about what other things can they do, you know, come, you know, game time. We know there's going to be a game five, so at least one more home game here for the Bruins. And, you know, thought I'd get our producers involved, Jason Rossi, Chris Scheim.
Scheim's kind of a bear.
Rossi,
are we not going there?
You guys have told me before.
He absolutely is a bear. I'm a bear, too. Listen.
A couple of bears in the other room. You guys could both be out there with the other bears skating around, singing this.
Hefty, hairy guys. We're good.
Scheim's in. Scheim would definitely skate around there. Why don't they allow that, Dale? Why don't they allow...
Hefty, hairy guys to skate around?
Not just anybody. Oh. And if you want it to be specifically that, then fine. But I'm just saying, with the Zamboni, have a little entertainment out there. Maybe have a couple of bears skating around. Would that kill anybody?
I don't know.
Would that ruin the ice?
I think it's the ice issue.
Yeah, you are.
The bigger the guy, hotter the body, might melt the ice.
We're back to the hefty, hairy guy thing again.
Well, the Bears. We're talking about the Bears.
Yeah.
Dale won his bet against Jermaine Wiggins. He won his bet fair and square. At one point, it was going to be $1,000. It somehow got all the way down
to Jermaine's
50.
Wife wouldn't let him.
Yeah, she stepped in. Smart, because he had no chance of winning. But Wiggy, on Wednesday, a man of his word.
So I had to honor my bet. Our bet was $50.
$50.
So I brought in the money, and I have to pay Dale his money.
Sounds like a pizza party, guys. Sounds like a pizza party.
I'm going to lay out the $50.
Oh, he bought it? No, nice. You didn't. Well, these are all in coins?
Well, I hear a lot of the Bruins, they like to pitch quarters. Have you ever pitched quarters? Or if you need to do laundry... Or if there's a lot of vending machines.
You have $50
in quarters? We have a washer and dryer in our house. I don't know.
You don't have to pay for it?
No.
There's not like a coin?
But didn't you say your daughter's in college or something like that?
No, they're all done.
Okay, well, you never know. They might.
You have $50 in quarters?
Yeah, you know. Quarters, they're way more versatile than dollar bills.
How so?
Because, like I said, you could put them in vending machines. Not all vending machines take dollars.
A lot of them. Yeah, most of them do. Most of them take credit cards.
This is a true story now, and I said this on the air.
Yes.
I was going to... say, Wiggy, don't worry about it. You know what? We're good. I won the bet, but you keep your money. Until he did the smart-ass quarters thing.
How are you going to spend it?
I'm going to take him to the bank tomorrow morning and get
But how are you going to spend
coin.
It? How are you going to spend that? Because that is free money that you got right there. So, what are you going to do with it?
So I get home from the Bruins game real late, and I leave my rolls of quarters on the kitchen table. And I get up the next morning, and Susan says, what is that?
What are you doing now?
So I explained the whole thing. She said, take his money.
You're like, I'm going to a street fight.
She said, take his money.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you really
you
said,
absolutely should take his money.
Honey, they're now paying me in quarters, like WEI.
She would not think that's necessarily a false premise.
No. We learned something about each one of you guys this week, which I feel like is important. First, Jason Rossi.
But I cannot drink cold water.
Psychopath, right?
There's just
doesn't like cold
eight
water.
Shades of wrong.
Hey,
with
can you
him.
Warm up that water? Not too hot though, but just warm it up a little bit.
It's like a glass of wine. I let it sit for a little while.
Doesn't like cold water, Dale.
I've never heard of that.
It's a thing special to our friend.
Warm water. Room temperature.
Room temperature specifically.
Room temp.
Yeah, it's really good. You can drink it much faster.
But why don't you drink? Beer room temperature, or soda room temperature.
No, because there's a crispness. Like if I'm gonna have a soda water,
a crisp.
Oh wait a minute. Soda is okay to drink cold,
right?
Yes,
but water. Has
but I'm
to
not
be,
trying to.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm not trying to like drink it quick. Like water, you'll see me here. Like I have like 8 glasses of water before we even hit the show. Like I'm just go fill
He's
it up, drink it down.
Going to the bathroom. Now I don't know if that's as weird as what we learned about Dale.
Oh, watermelon. Better.
Yeah, watermelon is better. All right, I'll give you that.
I don't like watermelon.
Really, yeah, Dale?
Not a fan.
That hurt me, Dale.
Anti-American.
I am big, not a watermelon guy. Never watermelon been. I've fan. Never liked it.
Big it must have been a blast at a picnic.
It's not like I... It just means more for you, Jason. I mean, if we're at the picnic and
Thank you.
Can have all my watermelon.
Here's a PSA to the caller. Don't start a call this way.
Two things, Dale. I need your expertise on trying to help me get to this thought. But before that, I've been blown up once on EEI, and that was a couple weeks ago when I was talking about the talent level between the first lines comparatively and the third and fourth lines. You guys blew me up, and I just want to say, looks like it's going to be.
Oh yeah, I would have bet Wiggy's quarters.
You call about the time you got blown up, and spend all your time talking about the time you got blown up.
I would have bet Wiggy's quarters he was getting blown up after that start.
I mean, unbelievable. I thought, if anything, could have been even sooner. But Rossi was probably,
I was waiting to get to the point where he's about to make his point.
Rossi was warming up his water at that point. So he was
I was breathing on it.
Actually, this was a good one. So we had the cup. The Stanley Cup was in the building this week. That was very cool. We had friends. A million people turned out to see that. And one of the women, Rossi, involved in this?
Yes, the woman I was connecting with.
Yeah, okay.
So she's like works PR for the PR. Hockey Hall of Fame.
So Rossi had an interesting experience with this woman.
I did say goodbye. I did. Yeah. I left over there. I said bye, cup. I didn't touch it. This woman gave me a hug to say goodbye. That was fine.
Wait a minute. A woman you just met?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth. Like,
gave
on, like,
you a hug?
She gave me a hug. I'm a hugger.
Well, I mean, but all right. Even in this climate?
Oh, absolutely. Well, she hugged me. She reached in for the hug.
Yeah, but can you prove
obliged.
That
you were? You were okay with that?
Can you prove that?
I was
that?
Absolutely okay.
Was there a witness?
I love the hug. So there was plenty of witnesses. The whole company was over there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm probably going to be going to HR after this. But then as I walked, like, it was this awkward moment. We hugged, and then I shook her hand afterwards.
Yikes. What a moment. What a moment to remember.
I told my wife about this, and she was just
mortified.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I said in the office, it's like having sex with a woman and then taking her out to dinner. Rossi's got the whole order of things.
Well, it's 2019, Dale. That happens probably more often than you think.
Rossi's got the whole order thing messed up.
That's how I caught a woman.
Shake hands first.
There's a lot in there.
You worked your way up to a friendly hug.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the hug. I, in my head, said, this is professional. I'm going to be the handshaker. I'm going to do the two handshake, and we'll be out of here. The hug happened, and that two handshake was still in my mind.
All right, we'll wrap up with OMF out of context.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, he's getting fired up.
Oh, there. His guns are red. Look at those pupils.
Oh,
they're getting large.
I'm going to knock somebody out.
Oh, he's tore it through.
Don't you mess with me.
Here he comes.
If that's not good enough.
I just pictured Glenn, you know, candles all over the bed, you know, his beautiful wife sitting right there just waiting for him, and him doing this whole dance as he's taking off his clothes and...
One last one.
Oh, no, don't.
He had mud butt, okay? I mean, it was pooping in his pants.
So? It would land inside the
freeze
crease.
Up on the ice. Great.
There they are. Afternoons 2 to 6.
Are they trying to gross everybody out?
I think so.
The way Christian describes his dance.
Yeah, that was intense.
I just pictured Glenn, you know, candles all over the bed, you know, his beautiful wife sitting right there just waiting for him, and him doing this whole dance as he's taking off his clothes and...
I don't know why he would also do that. But there you go.
I want to go to HR now.
In review. You can. They're around here. You can go talk to them.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I cannot drink cold water.
Psychopath, right?
Hefty, hairy guys.
Hardo! Oh, why don't you just drink a regular beer?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.